Be Holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
When you cleave to the Lord, you're going to be alive.
Be Holy.
All right, listen, welcome back to Be Holy. We're going to go back and continue with that Deuteronomy chapter 4. Wait till you get into this. You're going to see where we're going. Let's go back to Deuteronomy chapter 4. What did you say, verse 4?
Verse 4.
Okay, let's go to verse 4.
But ye that did cleave unto the Lord, your God,
yeah,
are alive, every one of you,
see,
this
you,
day.
When you cleave to the Lord, you're going to be alive. That in itself is talking about people coming close to the Lord. When they don't come close to the Lord, that's when they're dead. That's when they're dead. You wonder why that church is dead? They're not close to the Lord. And then to make it even worse, they cleave. They reached out and grabbed and held the Lord. And he said, what? They're alive to this day, right?
Right.
And that's why you're alive, because you cleaved to the Lord. And so when we get on here preaching and telling people to cleave unto the Lord, we're trying to keep you alive. We're trying to make you alive. We're trying to keep God from destroying you. We want you to live. It is not God's will for anybody to perish, but for all to repent. And so if he wants you to repent, it's best you do that. But you're not going to repent if you don't cleave, if you don't reach out and grab and hold God. See, most people don't want to hold God, because that means what's in him is going to be in you. You won't be able to hold on to God and smoke. You won't be able to cleave to God and drink beer and alcohol. You won't be able to cleave to God and sleep with everybody you want to sleep with. Mm-mm. You won't be able to cleave to God and not cheat on your wife. No, sir. No, sir. You won't be able to do that. You have to cleave to God in order to live. And when you cleave to God, you got to live right. That's what it's telling you. It's telling you that these people live right. Last week, we heard about him speaking to them and telling them to hearken to what he said. They hearkened to what he said, and they cleaved to him. They held to him. And so now he's saying that they're alive. That's what he's saying. And so in church, if the church don't preach to the people that you have to cleave to the Lord, they will never be alive. And so when I visit churches and I meet people and I talk to them about their church and what their church is teaching, I find out that most people's churches are not cleaving to the Lord. They're cleaving to the choir. They're cleaving to all the songs, cleaving to the usher board, cleaving to the building fund, cleaving to the organist, cleaving to the pastor. But God is supposed to be the main that you're cleaving to. The main grasp, the main hold is supposed to be God. And what did he say about the people?
They're alive.
They're alive. They are alive because they cleave to the Lord. Now, if you want to be alive, you have to actually start beginning, like we told you in the beginning, you have to actually start doing what God said. If you don't do what God said, it's just a matter of time before you die. I continue to warn people. I continue to tell people it's best that you obey the Lord so that you don't die. But people don't listen. But here's the scripture where God said it with his own mouth, that you cleave to God and you live. Read it again.
But ye that did cleave unto the Lord your God are alive, every one of you, this day.
Not some of them.
Every one of them.
If you cleave to the Lord, you will live. I promise you that. Go ahead and tell us.
Verse 5. Mm-hmm. Behold,
yes,
I have taught you statutes and judgment.
Oh, there's those statutes again. This is what you're supposed to do. And then he gives us the statutes and the judgments. So when you don't do this, your judgment comes. And then if you do this, he tells you how to judge everything. If you follow the instructions, you'll know how to judge every situation. But most church people don't want that. No. Mm-mm. Who can judge me is what they say. Well, if you're going to get the commandments of God, you're going to get the judgment also. You get the statutes, you get the word of God, but then you get the judgments also. The judgments enforce the statutes, because if you don't do the statutes, then you're going to get the judgments. And if you respond to the judgment and get back to the statutes, then you'll be okay. But if you don't respond to the judgments, then you'll be lost. You won't be alive because you won't cleave to God. You won't cling to him. We keep telling you that you have to come closer to God. You have to obey what he says so that you will live. But people tend to think that the preacher can preach them into the spirit or into the Holy Ghost or into a realm of God. And that's not true at all. That's not true at all. When God speaks, if you're obeying and if your spirit is right, you're going to respond to that, what he says. That's what you're going to do. But we have a lot of people in church who've been faking for years. They've been faking it. And they've never done this that we're reading today in Deuteronomy chapter 4. They've never done this. They've never hearkened to the statutes and received the judgments. They've never done that. They run from the judgments. You know, like we were, they do a thing now where God loves everybody. That's nice. Or God so loved the world. That's nice. Get up and walk. That's nice. God heals people. That's nice. But then when they get to the part where God says, listen, if you don't obey me, you have to go to hell. They don't want that. That's a judgment. That's one of the things that keep you alive. Listen, if you don't want to go to hell, you'll remain alive because you'll cling to God. Read it again.
Behold, I have taught you statutes and judgments, even as the Lord my God commanded me.
See that? See that? It was given to this one, and then he gave it to them. The preacher had it, and then he gave it to the people, and the people were alive because they obeyed it. See, in church, they don't do that. In church, the preacher gets up and finds things that he really wants to talk about and just write out something and then get up and talk. And the people go, that's nice. I appreciate that. And thank you. Pastor, I don't know what I would have done. Thank you for that watered down sermon. And so they get the sermon. They go on home. Don't change anything. And then the devil attacks them. And then they don't know what to do. Lord, help them. It says here he gave the statute and the judgment, not just the judgment and not just the statute. He gave the statute and the judgment, and the people were alive because they cling to him. Read on.
That ye should do so in the land whither ye go to possess it.
If you're going to possess the land, you're going to do what he says. If you don't plan on possessing the land, just disobey God the way thousands and millions of people continue to do. I mean, church people disobey God and just totally dismiss what he says because it doesn't agree with them. But when you're born of God, this thing is, you're going to run and cling to God and stick to God regardless of what anybody says. That's what you're going to do. You don't care about what mom said, dad said, child said, preacher said. You're going to cling to what God said. And then when you do that, you will live. I promise you that. The scripture says you will. Read on.
Verse 6.
Mm-hmm.
Keep therefore,
yes,
and do them.
For no, this. No, no. It says to ignore them.
Do them.
Do them. Hmm. What is it? Just kind of half do it? Did it say half do? Or I mean, this is how people are. God will say do them. Oh, he's not talking about me. Or do them. No, he says half do them. Do them. Well, no, he wasn't really talking to us. He's talking about somebody else. No, no, no. What he said to one, he said to all. Do them and?
For this is your wisdom.
Hmm.
And your understanding.
So when you don't do what God says, it's not wisdom. But when you do what God says, it's wisdom. And what? Understanding?
Yes, sir.
So the only reason you're not doing what God says is because you don't understand and you don't have wisdom. But if you want to do what God says, then that states that you have wisdom and understanding. Read on.
And your understanding mm-hmm. in the sight of the nations,
mm.
which shall hear all these statutes,
yes,
and say,
mm.
surely this great nation
mm.
is a wise and understanding people.
So the people who actually do those statutes, hear the statutes, do them, is a wise people. That's not where we live. Where we live, they make excuses and change what God says. And we just read last week where it said, don't change nothing. Don't change nothing. We talked about, even in this one, in this week, we talked about Revelation chapter 22, verse 18. Don't add anything. Don't take anything away. If you add anything, God is going to add to you the plagues that are written in the book. If you take away anything, he's going to take your name out of the book of life. And so these people were considered wise by God. God said that they would be wise because they obeyed what he said. I don't understand how people, well, yes, I do understand because they're not wise and they don't have any understanding. They should want to obey what God says. He's the only one who can speak and everything be guaranteed. But they'd rather hear a man speak or somebody speak, and there's no guarantee of anything.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Join the discussion on Facebook at Be Holy Broadcast. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Tune in next week.
Be Holy.